beneath the tanks. They're
yeah.
built into the tanks, but it's keeping them from freezing, I guess.
What's your email address?
Colin Hyde Airstream, all one word, at gmail.com.
There you go.
Or you can go to my website and email me through there. Try calling us. It's another approach. Anybody wants to talk about it.
Cool. All right. Well, let me probably get in some questions here. It's been a while, and if you're listening, you can send us your questions to questions@thevep.com, or you can go to thevep.com and use our Contact Us page. And you can also call us on our voicemail line, 707-537-707. Colin's got a cold, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to cover the mic there, but yeah, I've had two this fall.
Oh, no. 707-533-4827. This first one is an email we got from Scott from New Hampshire. He says, been listening for a while, and I have a 76 Excella. What is the significance of new axles and why? I have a feeling it would be best to change mine. Colin, can I travel from New Hampshire to get a set? Will they fit in my full-size truck? Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, they definitely will. But at the same time, we typically don't stock them. They're all custom-made to your trailer's spec. Excuse me. And it's intended use. So however you're obviously intending to use a trailer, whether you travel a lot with a ton of stuff in there, or you're, you know, really traveling light, or you may, you know, possibly look towards full-time at some point, or you may be adding, you know, during the restoration, something pretty major. So the axles get tailored specifically to, you know, the function of the trailer. Shipping to there, they all come from Elkhart, Indiana. So whether they're coming to my shop or going to New Hampshire, the shipping's probably going to be about the same. That's to a commercial address. But, yeah, it can go either way, but it's going to make a huge difference in the ride of the trailer and basically how it's going to hold up. You know, you're not going to get, you know, popping rivets on the interior and whatnot. There's a lot of pluses to new axles, including, you know, modern brakes and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Because basically the rubber torsion axles, and over that many years from 76, boy, we're talking how many years now?
Is that well, 42 years.
Yeah. So
yeah, well, would you ride on a 42-year-old tire? Rubber gets old, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
The other thing is, you know, you can opt for a higher torsion arm angle starting point as well, so you can actually give the trailer greater ground clearance, and it doesn't cost any more money to do that. That's something that was never offered by Airstream. So
yeah, that's the nice thing, Scott, when you're doing a custom order like that. So all right, very good. Yeah, I would just drop ship those. Makes it a lot easier. I had mine drop shipped right to my welder, the guy who did the work for me.
Yeah, we've done that to RV shops, to, you know, where people work, you know, all kinds of places.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. This question was phoned in to us. Looks like it's from Lindsay. Let's see if I can figure out how to make it play. I don't know why they keep changing their interface here. Click on, where's the right button? I'm not seeing it. Colin, you're usually the good one at this. Oh, I found it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. This, I think, is from Lindsay. So they called our voicemail line.
I'm from Harrison, Arkansas, but I saw in a package from Vincent trailer supply that there is a
my name is Lindsay.
Super spacer silicone foam
that
you should use.
So that's your department, I'm afraid.
I know. Why did that do that?
That's like a double play kind of thing.
Yeah. So let's try that again.
Easier to apply.
It's still playing. How come it's playing? we're a professional organization here, you know.
I can tell.
Okay, it's still playing. Ah, there we go. Here we go. Click here and here.
Hi, my name is Lindsay, and I'm from Harrison, Arkansas. I'm renovating a 1975 31-foot Excella, and we are working on restoring the dual-pane windows. I had a question about the sealant to use. We got the desiccant and the gasket, and we got some butyl tape from our local glass store, but I saw in the package from Vintage Trailer Supply that there's a super spacer silicone foam sealant that you should use. So my question is, would it be more effective, do you think, to use this sealant that they suggest, or do you think the